This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We wanted to get an update on all the things happening at Wildlife Safari. Executive Director Dan Van Slyke is in here along with Education and Carnivore Supervisor Sarah Hughes. Thanks for coming in, Dan.
Well, I really appreciate you having us. We got a lot of cool things happening, and I wanted to bring Sarah today for a variety of reasons. One, she's a lot smarter than I am, and you can talk about all the new things that are happening with the animal world. But today is Day of Discovery, and tomorrow at Wildlife Safari, and it's 2 days set aside for the handicapped that come from all over the state, and it's a huge event. We get like 2,500 people. When we left there just a few minutes ago, there was just busloads of folks. The biggest challenge is trying to get people in and maneuver around with the wheelchairs. The one thing we did this winter is we did a lot of work on sidewalks and better wheelchair access, and we're really happy about that. But I wanted Sarah to talk about something I think that really showcases Wildlife Safari's, I guess, probably the best things we could possibly do, and that's some of our outreach programs. We had a little girl. Her name is Mackenzie, and she is a high school girl. And we got to know her a few years ago, didn't we? And she's completely paralyzed. The only thing she can move is her neck back and forth. And her mother got a hold of me not too long ago, and she said, we were going to come back to the park, but Mackenzie's also gone through cancer treatment. And she's trying to get over that. And my mother has brain cancer, and she's staying with us at the house. And so we're completely housebound. We can't get a nurse lined up to come down. And we said, you know what? We're going to bring the zoo to you. And I really wanted Sarah to share that little trip, if she could.
So I'd kind of point the microphone more at her.
Yeah, thank you. It was really neat, and definitely it's what the job's all about. We loaded up the van with as many different types of animals, from cheetahs to bugs to birds, mammals, and really did a really nice informative educational presentation for her whole family. We had them invite any family members that were in the area. And then we didn't want to just end there. So every month now we have Mackenzie pick a different animal that she would like to learn about. And we do what we call like a Zoomfari, where we call her on Zoom with any animal of her choice and give her up close and personal experience with that animal, even though she's not actually at Wildlife Safari.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
It's just absolutely great. And I also want Sarah to really share about our new education programs, because we're rebuilding that entire program. And talk about the new one in the Cheryl Ford Center.
Yeah, we're kind of, the whole goal this summer is just getting stuff much more hands-on with the kids and learning experience out at the safari. So even our dome talks, we are restructuring those. They're called Animals and Artifacts, and kids can come up and be interactive with the animals, with the artifacts, and really get hands-on and talk one-on-one with the keepers, and it's just having such a great impact already. Kids are getting really engaged. We also started Once Upon a Roar Story Time. It's a free event every Tuesday in the Cheryl Ford Center, and that's angled towards like 0 to 6 years old. They come in, we get everybody up and moving with different songs and dances. We read an animal-themed story together, and then each week we bring in a couple animals that the kids get to meet up close as well, and before they leave, they get to do a craft with mom or a guardian and take those home with them. So it's just been really, really fun.
Well, Kyle, we even brought a couple of little treats here today.
Yeah, what animals do we have here?
These are a couple 8-week-old baby possums that we just actually rescued. Mom, unfortunately, did not survive, and these guys were too young to be left on their own. And so we are hand-raising them down at the education building, and they will be new ambassadors this summer.
Wow. Now, how many possums do you have right now all together?
Just these two. We have had some in the past. They don't live too terribly long. But these two are healthy. They just got a full vet checkup, and so they're learning that we are safe and not a threat, and they're really starting to warm up, and this is their little travel pouch they love to to hang in there. The only North American marsupial, so they are born and raised in a little pouch like this on mom until they're big enough and start riding on her back before they go off on their own.
Now, how much do they weigh?
These guys are only, the biggest one hit 151 grams this morning. So
grams.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah. Little.
So, like, how many grams does it take to get to a pound?
Like, I believe about 350
so
grams.
So these guys are like less than half a pound.
Yes, yes. Very tiny. They're still on, they would still be trying to nurse off mom, so we're actually like syringe feeding them a little bit of formula, as well as some mushed up produce and protein, so getting them over the hump. But they're both growing daily and starting to eat more and more.
So what do these guys do?
So they are...
Well, they're cute. All they are is just cute.
They are very cute. And they are just a great... It's just neat to have different hands-on animals for the kids to learn about as far as, like, the marsupial. These guys, possums, have the most teeth out of any North American mammal at a whopping 50. And
wait,
they,
50 teeth from an animal that small.
Right. They also have completely prehensile tails. Even though they can't, like the movies show them hanging from their tails, but they will grab stuff and help balance themselves by completely grabbing branches with their tails.
Wow, pretty cool.
You know, there's just no substitute for that. You know, a lot of AI stuff, and people are always talking about how great this is and that video, but actually being able to come out and touch these little guys and help with the feeding. Our junior zookeeper program mm-hmm. is just now getting underway, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll really kick off once school's out. We are going to start up our two other programs for the more like 7 to 12-year-olds. Every Thursday, once school's out, we're going to have Animal Adventure Hour, where those kids can come and do some more in-depth crafts and make some enrichment, where they'll get to join us throughout different areas in the village, handing that out and learning about animals. And then for the 13 to 18-year-olds, once school's out, we're offering the Junior Zookeepers program, and we're actually going to be running it 7 days a week this year just to give more kids opportunities to work alongside us and learn what it takes to be a zookeeper.
So how do people get signed up for that?
It is on our website. There's also links on our Facebook page, but it's very, you can find any of these programs all over our website.
It's really cool. And they learn public relations skills, you know, how to talk to the public. And there's just a lot of factors I think are so good for kids at that age.
Just, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I think probably the thing to really, really begin to talk about, and if we got time to cover it, is just all the upgrades for Wiley Safari we've done this winter. We basically rebuilt the whole entire village area, and one thing you'll be thrilled about this in the petting area is we've added more chickens, lots of more chickens. One time we showed up with a chicken, and I remember Kyle saying, no, don't get the chicken out of here. And I said, oh, that's just a chicken. He said, no, get the chicken out of here. That's not going to work for me. So have you got warmed up to the chickens at all yet?
I have not. And imagine expensive electronic equipment with a chicken walking around on it.
Well, Kyle, I said we've had cheetahs in here. We've had skunks. A chicken? And you said, no, don't want any chickens in here.
They're just unpredictable where they're going to go.
That's true.
Hey, we're going to take a break and talk more about all these improvements in a moment. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. And Dan Van Slyke and Sarah Hughes, Wildlife Safari, in here. We're just getting started talking about all the improvements you made during the winter. Tell us more about that.
You know, the one thing that's been most troubling is the handicap access. We just wheelchairs. We've had a lot of gravel pathways. And so this winter, We did a lot of sidewalk improvements. Our aviary, you can actually take a wheelchair now all the way up to the birds and back around with wallaroos. All the way around the lower village, our train has access where you can take a wheelchair up onto the train and you can loop your way around. Our access vehicles, Sarah can take them out on encounters. You do that pretty often too, don't you, with the bears? And
oh, yeah, daily and the new wild dogs.
Oh, yeah. And we just got the new wild dogs in last week. So build a new wild dog exhibit. Just got three new wild African painted dogs in. Very cool.
So if somebody doesn't know, what is an African painted wild dog?
Well, they're an endangered species from Africa. They're about the size of a big German Shepherd. And they just have the coolest markings and also the coolest like vocalizations. So they're actually out in our lion loop. You can see them out there every day at noon. We offer a lion and wild dog encounter where we bring them up. You get to see them, hear the different vocalizations. We got the new pack we just got in as a father and his two daughters, and they're just really neat. They're out there. They're interactive. They've just been really active since we brought them in. I think they love their new home.
And you've had wild dogs there for a few years, right?
We actually just got into them late last year.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a brand new exhibit out there that is, like I said, in the lion loop, but it's been a great addition, and people are absolutely loving seeing them out in the drive-thru.
I told Sarah, if one is lame at all, I've got a Jack Russell that will fill in quite nicely. She's a wild dog. She's 14 years old, and she just gets wilder. Anyway, back to improvements, lots of them at Wiley Safari. But fencing, if you come to Wiley Safari, it's 600 acres, and so much of it is fenced. So we're always working on fencing projects. But we've got a really big one around our basically, it'd be up all the way around the cheetah breeding area. And we're just about to complete that. It's a secondary fence. And a lot of these things folks don't really see, but they're absolutely essential to have these animals. And this one has been a huge project. It took a lot of bulldozer work, and these guys have been working on it all winter. And some of these infrastructure things that are out there, we spent the weekend on some water issues that were just horrific. But you kind of come to the park, and you see the animals, and you think, well, this is really cool. But don't realize the complexity, what it takes to actually make it all happen. Built a new lemur house this winter. That's if you go to the restaurant, there's a pond, and it's in the middle of that pond, and it's a beautiful structure. What else have we done?
Renovated the whole education building.
Oh, that's nice. You want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
That's going to be a really big improvement.
Yes, especially with all the juniors and the activities during the summer with the kids. It basically looks like a whole new building and area down there. We have from new floors to animal rooms to new animal enclosures, brought new animals in like our leopard geckos along with the possums even here just in the last few weeks. So we really encourage people to come out for one of our story times, adventure hours, the junior zookeepers. And we also have opened up a brand new encounter down in our special events lawn education area, where you can actually come in with our team into the Patagonian cavies and hornbill enclosure and actually hand feed both of them and learn all about them while you're in there.
The one thing we really feel like people love, they want to be close and they like to be able to feed. And so when you go through the drive-thru, you have an opportunity to feed the animals. You come to the petting zoo area, you have an opportunity to touch and feed the animals, and that's really sensational.
What about as you look ahead into the rest of spring going into summer?
You know, we just came through spring break. What was really cool, we were up 23% over last year, and that's pretty spectacular because we're one of the biggest tourist draws in Southern Oregon. So when people come here, they obviously make their way around the community and they buy gas and they eat in restaurants. And so the fact that we're way up over last year, because you worry about these gas prices, you think, well, what kind of an effect is that going to be? And what we found is it kind of balances. When gas gets really high, maybe you tend to not pull so many people in from Colorado and outside the state. A lot of people from Portland. Gas drops back up, then you see people coming from way outside the state. So I think what we're seeing is really a good summer. I think if we can get gas prices a little more in line, that's certainly going to help. But the entire village area is free. We're always encouraging people too. If you want to do something really special, like from a birthday party to a graduation, which, by the way, it's a little McKinsey, the girl we were talking about earlier. Her mother said they don't really have an opportunity for her to graduate high school up there with the kids. And so we're going to host the graduation down here. We're going to actually have her come to the Cheryl Ford Center and have her little graduation there. That's going to be
cool.
Great. Yeah. But we do weddings. We do a lot of different things. But, you know, if you're on a tight budget, some folks were wondering, gee, we want to have our kids come out for a birthday. And we're just trying to think, you know, budget-wise, how we can do that. And we said, well, you could come out to an entire free village, bring your own food, and it won't cost you a dime, and the kids can all hang out with animals and just have a wonderful time.
So a lot of ideas there. Now, one of the things you guys do is you have different levels of membership. Talk about that.
Do you want to touch on that? I know we have... there are different levels. The family package is probably the most popular, which is about $125. And the cool thing about that is not only does it give you free admission, you know, any day of the year, but also give you discounts on other activities. And we do special programs sometimes for these different packages. I think that's probably the showcase of Wiley's Far in terms of success, because if your memberships are going up, obviously people want to keep coming back, and our memberships keep rising and rising and rising. So I think it's really a good program.
So you've been there how many years?
Almost 20. And Sarah, unfortunately, you've been there a little longer than I have, huh?
Be 22 in August.
We've seen a lot of changes through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Thing we really strive for, and Sarah's been spectacular, is better animal care, curb appeal. And Sarah, and she doesn't talk a lot about herself, but we have the most successful cheetah breeding program in the Western Hemisphere, and a whole bunch of it is attributed to her efforts. And you got maybe some babies coming, huh?
We're hoping. We're hoping to do an ultrasound this week, so fingers crossed.
But people come from all over the world to see these cheetahs, and they are spectacular, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's really kind of your almost main mascot animal in some ways.
It is, yeah. That is our showcase animal, and as soon as you walk in a village, that's the first thing you see.
Mm-hmm.
Duke, try to come out. You know, even if folks could come out even in the next day or two to just hang out with so many of these folks from around the state. My older brother is mentally handicapped, and what's really interesting to me with these guys is there's a lot of older people. You know, you always think about Wiley Safari and kids programs, but it's really neat to see these old white-haired people come out and really enjoy the park. And it's just, I don't know, it's really a fun time, very fun time.
Man, what are your hours right now?
We are 9 to
6.
Yeah, 9 to 6. We change in the wintertime. But 7 days a week. The only time that we're not open is Christmas and Thanksgiving. And there's another thing I wanted to touch on too, was the private encounters. You do some spectacular ones where people can get out and get really close. We do with one with giraffes where you can hand feed the giraffes. But if we got a few seconds left, can you talk about the bears and what we got, because we rebuilt the bear exhibit too.
Yeah, we did. And we have some youngster bears that are just a crack up to watch. We have 4 3-year-old bears right now, 2 brown bears and 2 black bears, and they are just all over the place. Usually they're dunking each other in the ponds or wrestling with the logs out there. So they're just so fun. Our daily bear encounters, you actually get to toss them snacks as well. They love coming up to the vehicles with the keepers out there. As we hit hotter months, we love giving them different enrichment that they're really interactive with. So we make a lot of bear-sized popsicles or like whole frozen watermelons that they'll just spend hours digging out. And it's just so fun for for everyone to see, the drive-through guests as well as the encounter guests. But you can also come into the dens with us and do a lion feed, which is very neat to see them so up close personal and just hear their powerful voices and see how big they are just a couple feet away from you. So our end of the day feeds are something to check out, definitely.
And rhinos, you know how dangerous rhinos are. We have a rhino that you can actually go in and pet. Nowhere can you go pet a rhino. So that's pretty spectacular, too.
All right, Dan Van Slyke and Sarah Hughes from Wildlife Safari. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having
you.
Us.
All right, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.